everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. And we work for CBS Radio, KLSX here in Los Angeles. And there's three stations on this floor. You got K-Earth 101, The Wave 94.7, and us, 97.1 Free FM. And then upstairs on the floor right above us, you have KFWB, a great news station, AM 980, and KNX 1070, great news station as well. And so anyway, so we have access to computers that you don't. Whenever there's crime going on, the LA Fire Department alerts KFWB and KNX immediately. And most of the time before the firemen get to the incident, KFWB, KNX, as well as CBS, NBC, ABC, all the local affiliates around here, know about the incident. Sometimes, again, even before the firemen get there. And so there's a great, you know, great communication mechanism set up to tell everybody what's going on in the city of Los Angeles. And we have access to that. And so we sort of borrow access from upstairs occasionally. And I have a computer that we've logged into a specific site. And again, I don't think it's for the public. I think it's for news stations use this a lot. And I can tell you how many crimes go on in your zip code. So call us up here. Tell us where you live. We'll try to get to a bunch of zip codes here. This is just for Los Angeles, gang. So please, Orange County, you got to take a powder here. If you live out in Valencia or out in, I don't know where you live, Lancaster, Ventura, this is just Los Angeles, okay? So if you live in Los Angeles, you want to know how many crimes have happened, what the crime rate is in your area, call us up here and we'll tell you how many burglaries, how many grand theft auto, how many cars have been stolen, how many personal threats, how many robberies, aggravated assaults, rape, and the big one, homicide. 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Sort of like a public service. We do this about every 6 or 7 months or so. All right. And the reason why I thought about this, because I saw the story on CBS Channel 2. And USC is about, it's about $50,000 a year to go to school at USC. All right. It's not cheap. And you get what you pay for. You know, you get yourself a Class A education that you can go on and use and, you know, talk to, you know, get involved with companies where people have graduated from USC, and there's a whole network going on there. So I understand the reason why people go to USC. However, I would not send my kid to USC if that education was free because of the crime that happens in that area. And here is something that happened, I believe, last night. And right around that USC campus, everybody.
Two deadly stabbings in the L.A. area. A USC film student was stabbed to death near campus this morning. Now, police say 23-year-old Brian Frost was walking with two friends when a man approached them and called out a challenge. That led to an argument and a physical fight. Frost was stabbed in the stomach. Today, the university text messaged staff members and students informing them of the murder.
Boy, how about getting that text? Paying $50,000 a year to go to school, and you get that text. Hey, no more LOLing. Guy's been stabbed.
Jesus Christ.
K? Oh, man.
North of campus was considered not to be as bad, but it's still a little bit scary hearing about all these sexual assaults and now this.
We know it goes on, but we don't think it would ever happen to us, so.
No, that's what gets you killed, darling. Must not be from L.A. You think you can walk around that USC campus and, you know, just at all hours, and nothing's going to happen to you. You got to stop doing that, darling, because that's what you know. All of a sudden, you're on American Airlines in a coffin back to Iowa City.
Yeah, I think it was a wake up call.
Frost died at the hospital. Investigators still have no suspects, and a deadly.
Oh boy, yeah. Evidently, he's walking around USC and got into an argument with some guy. And once the fight stopped, you know, both parties sort of split up. The fight was over and was exhausted. Guy's walking back to campus, and he noticed that he said near his, I guess, his pancreas or, I don't know, his abdomen is what it was. He said he felt a little wet spot there. and collapsed. They rushed him to the hospital. He died a couple hours later. Bad vibes, dude. Bad vibes, man. Tito in Southgate, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How you doing?
How are you doing?
All right. You live in Southgate?
Yeah, I live in Southgate.
All right. What is the zip code out there?
It's 90280.
90280. It sounds like Beverly Hills 90280. Said something else.
Nothing but like Beverly Hills around there.
All right. I'll give you the crimes for the last 7 days, okay?
All right.
The last 7 days within a two-mile radius of where you are. And I actually think you're going to like this, dude. Well, actually, let me do a mile range, all right? In the 1 mile, is Tweedy Boulevard out there?
Yeah, that's Tweedy.
All right, Tweedy Boulevard near the 10 freeway. I'm sorry, the 710 freeway.
Yeah.
In the last 7 days, that's how far we can go back here, zero murders, zero rapes, zero cars were stolen, and zero burglaries. Man, it seems like a pretty safe area out there.
Well, there's a lot of gangs out here, but the only thing is we got like four different police departments. We got the sheriff's. We got Southgate PD, we got CHP, and we got some new LA County police.
Well, they're doing their job out there because I'm talking a 2 mile radius from Tweedy Boulevard, and it looks like Atlantic. You know where that intersection is?
Oh yeah.
All right, in a 2 mile radius, looking around there from the 105 to the 710, up to Florence and Firestone and Long Beach, that whole area.
Oh yeah.
Zero crime in the last 7 days.
Wow.
Nothing. So, rest easy tonight, buddy.
All right, thanks for that.
All right, take care of yourself, dude. All right, there he goes, everybody. All right, and again, I think that Southgate is, again, they have four different police departments out there, and this is just LAPD, so maybe that's why no crimes are showing up. I don't know, maybe it's dangerous as hell. All right, let's talk to Jonathan in Northridge. You're on 97.1. How you doing?
Good. How are you guys doing?
All right, man. You live in a safe neighborhood out there?
I don't know. In Northridge, on Devonshire and Tampa area.
That's not a bad area.
Yeah, so 91324.
91324.
Yeah.
91324. All right, let me take a look at this. Is that out near the campus out there?
Close. I'm in Running Springs at Gated Estate over there.
Running Springs?
Yeah.
All right, you know what we can also do is check on how many sex offenders are in that area, too. 91324 for people living out at Northridge out there. And the sex offenders, well, let's go with crime first here.
Okay.
All right. Check off murders and see what we've got rolling here. And the information is coming up. It's not bad. 91324, right?
Yeah.
It's not a bad area. I think you'd be surprised at least in the last 7 days. That's how far this computer can go back.
Okay.
You got a couple of cars that have been lifted. That seems typical for Los Angeles.
Okay.
And when it comes to the child molesters in your neighborhood, are you familiar with Plumber?
Yeah.
All right, we got a pervert on. I'll tell you where he is. he's on Wilbur, and it looks like Prairie. you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 within a half mile radius. There, you got 7 sex offenders.
7 big studs, huh?
7 guys that are going for it in life. If you know what I mean.
So Southgate's safer, huh?
Yeah. Well, at least it is on this map. And you know what? They prevent us from doing this, but I'm looking at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I'm looking at all 9 guys in your area who enjoy that sex. And one of them is a chick.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Well, I can't tell you her name, but I can pull up her offenses.
Oh, wow.
Rape by force. She was convicted of that. And a lewd act on a child under 14.
Oh, wow. Must be a teacher.
This is a woman.
She must work at LAUSD.
Yeah. Unfortunately, she wasn't my teacher. I got the jock that never made it into the majors, telling me what to do. But it's not a bad area, dude. I think that you got kids?
No kids.
All right, yeah.
I'm okay.
Yeah, 91324, I think you're doing pretty good out there.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, take care of yourself,
you
man.
You too.
All right, yeah, a couple of cars have been lifted and a theft from a vehicle, but it's not all that bad. I would say the Northridge area is pretty cool. I think they're keeping crime down out there. All right, let's talk to Abraham in Compton. You're on 97.1. How you doing?
Hey, Tim. How's it going?
All right, man. Now, you're in Compton. Is that the sheriff's department out there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think this is essentially LAPD. But let me see if there's anything that comes out of Compton here. All right, I got it here. And again, it's LAPD, so I'm not sure if enough stuff is going to show up here. We can go back 7 days. And give me a cross street.
Alondra and Willowbrook.
Oh, all right. Okay, here. I got it. There's 16,000 murders, 48,000 rapes. No, I'm just kidding. I think there's, it's the sheriff's department out there that runs that joint.
Yeah.
So I think you'd have to go to, and check with the sheriff's department. I think there's just LAPD.
Okay.
But if we do hook up with, we got another computer that also has the sheriff stuff on there. I'm going to try to find that during the break. If we do, then we'll look up Compton.
Or you can probably guesstimate how things go down there.
You know, I think the sheriff has a pretty locked off.
Yeah,
they
had a pretty good lockdown down here, but we still got it. We had a murder like 2 weeks ago, right? Like 200 feet from where I live.
Is that
I heard
right?
The shots and the screams.
Holy Christ! Is that right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Man. We had the vigil a few days ago. So
did you know the guy?
Yeah, I knew the guy. Well, I didn't know like him by on a name to name basis, but I'd see him. I said, "Hey, you know."
Yeah. All right. Give me the streets again.
Alondra and Willowbrook.
Okay. All right. I can give you sex offenders.
Yeah. That'd be nice to know.
All right. Within a mile of that area, you got about, let me see, 3, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 19, 20, 28. Jesus. Let me look at the listing because the map shows too many. In the listing, you've got 113.
Yeah. My high school's right there.
Yeah.
My middle school and my elementary school.
Yeah, you got there's a lot on Artesia Boulevard is filled with guys that are going for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also Willowbrook, Grandy Avenue, you know where that is?
Yeah, over there is just nutty.
Yeah, a lot of guys. 113 registered sex offenders.
So,
keep those kids in the house, man.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I'm one of them, so I'm saying
all right. All right, man, take care of yourself.
All right, Tim.
All right, there he goes, everybody. All right, we have access to these interesting computers here. And again, a lot of crime pops up on them anytime there's an incident, whether there's a fire or that train accident that happened out in Chatsworth. I think KFWB and KNX knew about it before the fire department showed up. And these computers are pretty impressive, and occasionally they let us use them. And we can look up information that maybe you at home can't access. And we have the sex offenders list, the Megan's list, which you can access if you go to the sheriff's department. Or if you go to meganslaw.com, you can see how many sex offenders live in your zip code. Like, I'm actually going to take a zip code right here. I'm going to take 91316, which is Encino, and see how many sex offenders live in Encino, California. And I would probably guess that it's going to be fairly low. But then again, you don't know. You never know. You know, you put in a zip code and all of a sudden you're like, wow, 140 of them live out there. All right. It looks like 3 in Encino and 0 south of the boulevard. So if you got yourself a house south of the boulevard in Encino, you're doing fairly well. But that's what you're paying for. You're paying to avoid the lunatics. That's why people make money in this world, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, you make it so you can try to get away from, put your kids in a decent place where a guy's not going to, try to hump them. You know? Got to keep those kids away from those guys that like to hump kids. Yeah, there's 3 sex offenders in Encino, and I'll tell you where they are. Let's zoom in here. I'll give you streets, so where these clowns are. Oh, boy. All right, looks like... There might be an interesting man that lives on White Oak, and another interesting chap. It's over on Etiwanda. So if you know where those streets are, you want to go to this website, meganslaw.ca.gov. You can find it. Just put in Megan's Law on your computer. And again, we have access to LAPD crime, and also the Megan's list is here, and it's updated a couple of times a day. So we have access to all the latest information when it comes to crime. So if you live in a neighborhood and you want to know what the crime is, call us up. We'll try to get it for your area. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Again, tonight, we only have the LAPD numbers. The LAPD numbers when it comes to crime. So, if you live in the LAPD area, we'll tell you what's going on in your neighborhood. 520-9710, 888-520-9710 is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. So you think you're Romeo, playing a part in the picture show. Well, take the long way home. Take the long way home. Cause you're the joke of the neighborhood. Why should you care if you're feeling good? Well, take the long way. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. This is CBS Radio we work for here, so we have some access to computers that you may not have when it comes to crime in Los Angeles. Might be able to give you a better feel of what's going on out there. All right. So if you are concerned about your neighborhood, maybe you think it's getting a little funky, you want to know what's going on when it comes to burglaries, theft of vehicles, robbery, aggravated assault, rape, and homicide, all the guys that are going for it in life, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Sky in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1. How are you?
How you doing?
All right. Where are you?
I'm in Los Angeles.
What's the zip code out there?
90044.
Is that Manchester and Vermont area?
Yes.
It's not. I mean, the last 7 days, you've had no murders, no rapes, but the cars. There's been 5 cars stolen in your neighborhood. Grand theft. I'm sorry. There's more than that. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 cars have been stolen in the last 7 days. Not bad. One a year or one a day. 365 a year. The burglary is 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 burglaries. The theft from a vehicle. Somebody breaking into a car and stealing crap. 4 of those. Aggravated assault. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 of those.
That sounds about right.
But no rapes and no murders.
What about sexual predators in my area?
Yeah, you know what? That computer is a little slow right now. We're going to try and do that another night. But you, I can tell you where to go. Go to Megan's Law. Go to Google and just type in Megan's Law.
Okay.
Megan's Law map, and the Sheriff's Department does a great job of keeping that map updated. And they even give you the names of the people who are on the list. They give you what they did, and they give you their address.
So okay.
You can tell if your neighbor is, bumping those kids.
Okay.
You know what I mean? All right. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right, Sky, everybody. There she goes. Yeah, you got to keep those kids away from, those gentlemen and women who like to hump them. All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Again, we have pretty good access to maps here at CBS. We can tell exactly in the last 7 days how many crimes have gone down in your neighborhood within a mile of where you live. So if that interests you, 520-9710. Frank in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1. How are you?
Hey, what's up? How you guys doing?
All right, man. What's your zip code out there?
I was born and raised on 90011 area code.
Oh. Avalon and Vernon over there?
Yeah, around there, yeah.
Okay.
Right there on 42nd and San Pedro, right by the park. That's right there.
It's not an area where, if you're moving out, if you won the lottery, you'd buy a house.
Yeah.
I
know. I grew up right there. And,
I
seen a lot of stuff right there, man.
Yeah. You know what? The rapes and homicide are zero. So that's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's where the good news stops.
Mm-hmm.
You got a lot of cars that were stolen. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 cars have been stolen just within a half mile of that area in the last week.
Yeah.
Let me see. We got burglaries. We got 4 of those. Robberies, violent robberies, 1, 2, 3, 4 of those. And aggravated assault, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Well, right there where I'm at. It's really close by USC because I used to skate and I used to go over there. And
it's right across the freeway from USC.
Yeah. It's like really nearby. Yeah. And I used to know some people.
Oh, yeah.
That they used to go over there and do like invasions. They're all locked up already. Mm. But they used to do a lot of crazy stuff over there, man.
Well, you know, it's a shame for, you know, somebody. You got kids?
Yeah, I have three kids.
Yeah, I mean, can you imagine paying $50,000 a year for your kid to go to school and, you know, a block away there's a lot of, you know, mischief going on?
Yeah. I already know because I grew up around there now. I used to be around there a lot. Like, me and my friends, we used to go skate over there and mind our own business, you know, just having fun, you know?
You know where a tough area is, and I mean, maybe you know this area pretty well, but right around Avalon Boulevard and Vernon.
Oh, yeah. I used to be all around there. Our first house that we used to, when I was little, we used to live right on Vernon between Avalon and San Pedro.
Wow, that is a tough area. At night, you guys must have been scared to death.
Yeah, well, actually, when I was like probably like 2 years old, something like 2 or 3 years old, some guys, they came into our house trying to like rob some stuff.
Is that right?
And yeah.
You still remember that, huh?
Yeah, actually, I do. I do because I came, like, I heard, and then I heard my dad screaming. And then he came out, he went outside. When I seen him running outside, I ran outside also with my older brother, and he already had his gun with him, and he shot him.
Well, your dad shot the guys?
Yeah, my dad shot both of them.
Good for him. Did they kill him?
Nah, they got really messed up, but he didn't kill none of them.
I tell you, your dad's a kick-ass kind of guy, man.
They took him to jail. He was over there for probably like a 1 day, and they released him. And they were just like, hey, you know, it's like, next time just be careful with that. You know, like, hide that gun. Like, if you have another one, just hide it real well.
Wait a minute, they arrested your dad?
Yeah, because but this was like in the 80s.
And what happened to the two guys that were shot?
Well, they ended up going to jail.
Oh, they did?
They ended up going to jail.
Oh, man. Yeah. How old were you when that happened?
Let's see. I was born in 79.
And this happened in the mid-80s?
Like around 80, what was it, like 83, 84?
Oh, geez, so you were a young kid, like 5 or 6 years old.
Yeah, dude.
That must have been very traumatic.
Yeah. I seen, man, if you could only know the things I seen.
Oh, man.
And living around there.
Where are you living now?
I live over here in 90201 area code, over here in the city of Bell.
Oh, okay. Much safer out there. How old are your kids?
Yeah. I got one. My oldest, he's 8. And then the middle one, she's 3. And then my baby, he just turned 1.
Good for you. Aren't they the best, man?
Yeah, it's like I have some friends at work, and they'd be like, oh, you know what? It's like, my family's at home. I don't want to go home or whatever.
Right.
I tell them, man, I want to get home. I'd rather be at home because when I get home, they put a smile on my face. Just the things they do is funny.
It's like a 24-hour day comedy show.
Yeah. You should see the things that they do. It's just,
they're the best.
You have a little daughter, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So you should already know because I have a daughter too, and just the things that they do is just funny.
It really is great. And when I'm home on weekends, I used to, you know, I used to go out with friends and stuff like that. Now I just can't wait to, you know, get up and hang out with my daughter.
It is
the best, man. All right. Well, congratulations on those kids, man.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Keep them safe, and you're a big stud, dude.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, take care of yourself. All right, there he goes, everybody. Man, that's that guy grew up in a tough neighborhood. His dad having to take the shotgun out and destroy people who are trying to mess with his kids. I understand that. I get it. All right, we have access to these crime maps that you may not have at home. Jesse in Highland Park, you're on 97.1. How you doing?
Hey, Tim, how's it going?
All right, whereabouts are you? York Boulevard there?
No, I moved. I live in El Sereno, the city like south of it. The zip code's 90032.
Oh, 90032.
Yeah.
All right, let me take a look at that and see what you got in your neighborhood.
It's pretty bad.
90032.
Yeah.
All right. Who's that? The sheriff department out there?
That's LAPD.
LAPD. Well, yeah, you know what? That's not a bad area, dude.
There's a bunch of sex offenders, man. I checked on...
Well, the sex offenders I can't tell you about right now, but I there's only two aggravated assaults within a mile of where you live.
Okay.
And only one robbery.
Wow.
Yeah, so enjoy yourself. You got kids?
Yeah, I got kids.
How old?
Six, four, two, and a two-month-old.
Yeah, it's not, I tell you, dude, are you near Huntington Drive out there?
I know Huntington Drive, boss.
Yeah, okay, you're fine.
Yeah,
and you know what, there's also a, let me see, the 710 and the Valley Boulevard is out there, too.
By Cal State?
Yeah, and Soto Street is out there. You got a great King Taco out there off of Soto.
Oh, yeah, it's the best.
Yeah. I think that one is, I don't know who runs that King Taco, but that one's pretty good. But yeah, you're doing fine, man. The crime in that area is way down.
It's kind of a little bit crazy ever since I got back from the Marine Corps.
Oh, yeah? How long were you in Iraq?
In Iraq, I was there for the beginning, back in 2003.
Is that right?
I was there for about 6 months.
And you're in the Marines?
In the Marine Corps, yeah.
So you were on the front line?
Yeah, I was with 1st Tank Battalion.
Christ.
Yeah, we were in the stuff.
Now, were you there? Obviously, you were there during that horrific sandstorm as well.
No, we were in the sandstorm.
And that sandstorm lasted for what, 3 days?
Three days. I mean, it was pretty bad, and we still had to drive through that stuff.
But you couldn't see anything?
Nothing.
Wow. And that's before you guys had the armor on the Humvees and everything.
Yeah, we were riding naked pretty much.
Wow. You know, I heard some stories of guys that have come back from Iraq that the convoy that goes from the airport to the green zone, there's a gunner on the front and on the back of that convoy, and these Iraqis are told to keep 150 yards away, and there's no warning shots. If you get closer than that, it's over.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen some pretty crazy stuff. I mean, none of this stuff was televised, but these Iraqis will run piano wire across the highway at head level.
Jesus Christ.
For the gunners on the Humvees.
Oh, man.
So,
well, you guys did some, you kicked ass over there in the first, couple of weeks, couple of months of that war.
Oh, yeah. Then we got kicked out.
Yeah, it was a little tough after that. But, hey, you know what? I don't know if, there should be a party, a parade for you guys. There's a parade after World War I, World War II, nothing after Vietnam. But I consider this very close to a win. And if that happens, there should be a parade for you guys.
Yeah, they had a parade right here in El Sereno.
There should be a big national parade for you guys.
Yeah.
You know, but God bless you, dude. I know a lot of, when you call up talk radio, or people say thank you for the service. But we really, really mean it, man. Without you guys... And you women fighting and kicking ass over there, we would never have, the freedoms we have over here.
Yep.
So thank you very much, buddy. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Tim.
All right. Take care of those kids, man.
All right, thanks.
You're the best. All right, see you later, man. All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. We have access to some pretty cool information here when it comes to crime. We'll tell you what's going on in your neighborhood. And see if we can at least warn you that there's some rapes or homicides. So far, it looks pretty cool in zip codes we've checked. We'll come back and hopefully check your area. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, live at 97.1 Free FM.
She took his hand and she led him along that golden beach. They watched the waves tumble over the sand. They drove for miles and miles in those twisting, turning roads. Higher and higher and higher they climbed. In those Hollywood nights, in those Hollywood years, she was looking so right in her diamonds and frills. All those big city nights, in those high.
It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, live on 97.1 Free FM. If you got yourself some kids, you always want to keep them safe and keep them away from guys who want to hump them. And you can go to Megan's Law. Go to Google and put in Megan's Law maps, and you can see all the sex offenders in your neighborhood. And you can get their names, their addresses, and what they did. And be aware of these chaps. At least be aware that they are in your neighborhood. All right, if the other crime, we have some crime maps here, again, and, you know, KNX and KFWB upstairs have a lot of this stuff that you may not have at home. But you can also go, and again, you won't have all the information if you go to this website, but you can also get some of it yourself if you go to LAPDCrimeMaps.org. LAPDCrimeMaps.org. And some of the information is right there. Let's talk to Eddie in Hollywood. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you, sir?
Doing good. How are you?
All right. Where are you in Hollywood? Whereabouts?
Well, I live on 90028.
Give me a major cross street.
Sunset and Bronson.
All right, Sunset and Bronson. All right. I found it here. You got yourself, hey, there was one rape in your neighborhood. That's about it.
Pretty dense area.
Yeah. You know where, I guess I shouldn't give out the address, but you know where Taft Avenue is?
Doesn't sound familiar.
Up in the hills.
Yeah,
when it comes to murder and rape, you're almost scot-free, except for the one rape up in the hills. Grand Theft Auto, you got only one. Burglary, a lot of burglary going on.
Right.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 within a half mile of your home.
Yeah. How about manslaughter? We just had a cab driver killed there.
Yeah, I saw
on
that.
Sunset and,
yeah.
And Highland.
You know, I it doesn't show manslaughter here, but I saw that. That was a bad vibe. I went right through that intersection about an hour before that happened. And, that was unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, it seems we have a lot of speeding causing deaths because there was an accident there a year ago where three people died in the same intersection.
Yeah, I remember seeing that, too. And,
yeah,
there was a high-speed chase up on Sunset Boulevard that resulted in that couple from either, I think it was
exactly.
Mexico or Guatemala that died.
Right.
So they get kids back there. Oh, man, it's a mess.
So you have some different crimes, but they're not actually murders, but they're...
You know, it's a lot of, not a lot. Well, let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4 aggravated assaults within a half mile of your house. That's not that great.
Uh-huh.
And you got a lot of theft from vehicles. A lot of guys breaking into cars. 1, 2, 3. It's about 20 of cars broken into.
Yeah, well, that's East Hollywood.
Yeah, that's what you got there. All right, buddy, be safe out there, man.
All right.
All right, take care of yourself. All right, there he goes. Eddie in Hollywood, man. All right, if you want us to tell you what's going on in your neighborhood, 520-9710. Let's talk to Jose out in Winnetka. You're on 97.1. How are you, sir?
Pretty good. How's it going?
All right. You got a major cross street for me out there?
Yeah, I got Vanoan and Winnetka.
Vanoan and Winnetka. That's exactly where I am, sitting right there. Okay, here's what you got in your neighborhood. It's not bad. I mean, I know you guys had that SWAT murder out there. But you had, in the last 7 days, you've had two aggravated assaults, one on Sherman Way and another one on Van Owen near Tampa. Then you've got yourself, a couple of guys stealing from a car and that's about it. You have no rapes, no murders, none of the big ones.
All right. Sounds good.
But it's in the last 7 days, it's been quiet out there.
Sounds good.
Yeah. All right, man. You take care of yourself.
Thanks.
All right. There he goes, everybody. All right. Let's talk to Moses in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1. How are you, sir?
What's up, man?
Hey. What area are you living in?
I'm in L.A. 90061.
Is that like El Segundo in Maine?
Yeah, El Segundo and Avalon, somewhere on there. Yeah, Maine.
Okay. Avalon and El Segundo. We'll start there. All right. Avalon and El Segundo. It's in the last 7 days, you got a couple of cars stolen, a theft from a vehicle, and one burglary. That's not bad for that whole area.
I know.
It's been quiet, huh?
I know, it has been quiet.
Yeah, hopefully it's not the quiet before the storm. But I think, you know, I heard from LAPD, I have a couple of friends who are, one guy's a retired detective, another guy who's a current lieutenant. And he said that the witching hour to get killed in Los Angeles, a hot summer Saturday night between the hours of 9 and 10 p.m.
Man.
A hot summer Saturday night between the hours of 9 and 10 p.m. That's when you got to lock the doors and hit the floor.
Yeah. Like, we've actually gotten broken into right here, a burglary.
Is that right?
Yeah.
How long ago that happened?
That was probably like 2 years ago. It was my girlfriend.
Wait, your girlfriend broke in?
No, I'm saying that my girlfriend was home when they broke in.
Oh, Jesus Christ. They didn't hurt her, huh?
And she was here by herself.
They didn't hurt her?
Well, they tried to. They like kind of took her hostage for like a while they went through the whole house.
Oh, Jesus Christ. She freak out over that?
Yeah. She's right here with me.
She hates when you leave now, huh?
Yeah, she's scared.
Yeah, well.
Before we go to sleep.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you got to check those doors again. All right, I'm sorry that happened to you, buddy. We thank you for calling.
All right,
take care of yourself. All right, folks, go to it. You're not going to get all the information that we have, but you can get a lot of it. LAPDcrimemaps.com. I'm sorry, .org. LAPDcrimemaps.org. Or you can email us, conwayshow@gmail.com. We'll give you that website. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Everybody, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Arsenio Hall is with us. Before we get to John and Jeff, Adam.
Yeah.
Here we go. Good luck.
Because it is just wonderful to be back in Oregon. And over the last 15 months, we've traveled to every corner of the United States. I've now been in 57 states. I think one left to go. Seven states?
57 states, dude.
All right, you got me. Although I did hear him say at a different time, I heard him say
do me a favor. Don't ever call the station again. All right? And stop listening.
I love that speech he gave you about when someone's wrong, you really feel compelled to, paraphrasing it, you feel compelled to call them and straighten them out.
Exactly. All right.
I haven't known you a long time, but I really never try to straighten you out because you start a war. It's like Georgia and Russia to try to
because I have nothing
out
to do. That's why. All right, John and Jeffrey, what's going on with that show tonight?
Tonight we got a lot of hate mail toward me because I said maybe the engineer in the train crash, maybe he wanted to crash. Maybe it was a suicide mission.
Absolutely. I think you're right.
So a lot of people were all over me at johnjeff.com, so we'll read some of the emails.
Excellent.
Tonight.
You hear these gay? He had a lover that killed himself. I mean, there's a lot of stuff coming out.
He was apparently texting RuPaul instead of looking at the red
fantastic. Light. And train engineers have a high suicide rate, too.
Is that right?
Yeah, we talked about that last night. So I'm building the case for the NTSB.
He also did 90 days in jail for stealing crap out of Costco. And I'm a member of Costco. I got to pay for that crap. All right, thanks, Arsenio. Really appreciate it, buddy.
I will see you in 7 days.
Yes, and
how many? 6 days.
Yeah, we got a big webcast next week. John and Jeff following are coming up immediately here on 97.1 Free FM. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710.
Let me put some on my gums, right?
Wow.
Yeah. Thanks,
Dad. Somebody's never done it, man. You got all the moves.
Hey, I'm doing a sketch. We end that with thanks, Dad. That was a sketch, Tim. Why would a brother do a sketch? He got to be an ex-junkie. Huh? How come a brother got to do meth because he do a meth sketch? If I was Tina Fey, I'd be like, oh, he nailed it. He nailed the voice. Oh, the way he did his O's, they were so good. How come I got to be a junkie?